Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It probably comes as no surprise to you that individuals who experience mental illness can also experience difficulties finding meaningful employment, which is why our next guest's organization exists. Amy Jolly is Executive Director of Work in Progress, based in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Amy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Give us an overview of Work in Progress.
We serve folks in the Lexington and Richland counties of Columbia. We provide individuals with employment supports, folks who experience a mental illness, who would like to pursue employment, are welcome to come to us and have the supports to build their chances for success.
Now, are you a standalone organization or are you connected to the State Department of Mental Health?
We're contracted to the Department of Mental Health, and through them, the Columbia Area Mental Health Center. We also have one of our programs who is working with the Vocational Rehabilitation Agency.
Share with us some statistics in this area.
1 in 5 adults in America experiences a mental illness, and 1 in 25 adults in America live with a serious mental illness, which equates to about 10 million people.
Can you give us a real-world example or two of people that have come in that you've been able to help and how that has worked out?
Work in Progress has an individual we have served who we'll refer to as Natasha, who came to us 15 years ago. We've been around for 22 years. As a result of her involvement with us long term, she has been able to change her life and the life of her family. So when we talk about helping people with disabilities to go to work, we're not talking about helping that one individual. We're talking about the economic impact to the family and to the community. Young lady came to us very afraid of her limitations, the limitations that were caused by her illness. We helped her focus on her abilities. We built her skills, her employability skills, and part of those skills that we work with people in our niche of knowing what the barriers are is helping people to build interpersonal skills, being able to communicate with people what their needs are, advocating for themselves, conflict resolution, building productivity and teaching them how to have initiative on the job. And all of those skills can relate to things in the real world. This young lady has gone on to work successfully for many years, build a lot of experience. She's had her own family now and has gone back to school and has gotten her own degree and is establishing that level of achievement for her children because they've seen what she's been able to accomplish.
And are you working with these individuals' doctors as well, the medical community? Do you have doctors on staff?
Our partnership with those other agencies we mentioned earlier allows us to utilize the resources from those agencies without having to recreate them. We partner up with them. We communicate with them, with their clinicians, so that the holistic wraparound services are there with us being able to tell them what the person's experiencing. They do the clinical aspect of it.
And how do you get the business community involved?
It's about a matching. We're matchmakers of sorts. Our clients come to us with a very specific skill set, just like you would come into any particular opportunity you are looking to find a job for. We are charged with finding out what type of environment, what type of situation they could be successful within. So we go out in the community and we solicit employers to hire the individual that we have based on their skills and their abilities. So it's not that you're buying into our program. It's that we are representing individuals as an employment agency so that they are going to be successful in the opportunity of their interest.
Now, in today's tight labor market, are the people that you are helping finding it a little bit easier to find a job?
I think that it's a challenge to find employment of a type that is with supports. I think nowadays you can find a lot of jobs, but whether those jobs are the right jobs is a different question. We've had a lot of folks go to work for some of the bigger factories, and they don't offer the supports that would help people to be successful. So that's where we come in, is to find those particular environments where there's supports in place.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Amy Jolly is Executive Director of Work in Progress, a nonprofit based in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.